Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. You're the God of breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory to God. You know, while we were singing that, the Holy Ghost just stirred on the inside of me. Just an encouragement to keep standing, keep believing, keep trusting for those unsaved family members, to keep pushing. Amen? That it's not over. It's just not over. It's not over. You know, that old saying, it's not over till somebody sings. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen? And it's not over yet. And so I just want to encourage you today. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you stuff is over. We're talking about breakthrough. That's the word the Lord just gave us for this year. And if you were here last week, you heard that just through prayer, one day in prayer, morning prayer, which is so powerful. I just encourage you to come if you're able to. And if you're not able to come, pray wherever you are. You know, if you're sitting at work at your desk, just be mindful that, you know, you can be hooked up with us. There's no distance in the spirit. Amen. And you got kids that got to go to school, then pray at home. But don't let this time pass by without hooking up and connecting with us as we pray these next 21 days. But during prayer one day, just the Holy Ghost just moved, and the word was breakthrough. And as I said that word, the Holy Ghost told me, just said, just on the inside. You know, when we talk about the Lord speaking to us, many times it's just on the inside, that still small voice, that gentle whisper that comes from the inside. And just on the inside, the Holy Ghost just rose up and said, to have breakthrough, something has to break. Amen. Something has to break. And we always, you know, whenever I would think of the word breakthrough, I would always think of, you know, charging through and breaking through a wall. And one year for Easter, we built a big wall here out of, it looked like bricks, you know, and it was really amazing. And we had Jesus breakthrough, and it was powerful. And that's what I always think of when I think of the word breakthrough. But the Lord was just showing me that many times the break that we're looking for isn't ahead of us, it's within us. That's so good, isn't it? Yeah. It's not ahead of us, it's within us. Some things that, some ideas, some mindsets, some habits, some sin, we need that to break. We need it to break in order to get the breakthrough. We're waiting to, you know, pound through a wall, you know, like the illustration. But really what needs to happen is on the inside. And so we want to do some inside work today. Now, don't be scared. Inside work is good work. We want to do some inside work today so that we can prepare and ask the Lord, Lord, what habit do I need to break? What mindset do I need to break? What unforgiveness do I need to break? Because the Bible says that Jesus already broke it all, but sometimes we're holding the chain together. We're holding it together, you know? It's already broken, but we're holding it together and like, oh, I can't, you know, this has got me. Nothing has got you but Jesus, amen? And so we're going to do some inside work today, and it's going to be good. Turn over to Luke chapter 9. I'm going to read this to you out of the Message, and the Message is a paraphrase. It's not a translation, and it's always good to just keep that in mind. And over in Luke chapter 9, verse number 57 through 62, listen to what this says. And, you know, some people are always like, and this may step on your toe a little bit, but some people are like, whenever you want to confront something that's wrong or you want to change your life, people say, well, what would Jesus do? I'll tell you what Jesus would do. He would confront it too. Amen. You know, Jesus was pretty tough on some things. And when you hear this, you're going to be like, whoa, man, that's pretty harsh. That's harsh. But this is Jesus. He says, on the road, someone asked if he could go along. He says, I'll go with you wherever, he said. Jesus was curt. He says, are you ready to rough it? We're not staying in the best inns, you know. Jesus said to another, follow me. He said, certainly, but first, excuse me for a couple of days, please. I have to make arrangements for my father's funeral. Jesus refused. Next time you want to say, what would Jesus do? Let's remember this. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good reason to be like, hey, you know, I can't do that. I got to take care of my dad's funeral. But Jesus said, he refused. He said, first things first, your business is life, not death. And life is urgent. Your life is urgent. I have a sign in my wall in my office, and it says, life is now in session. Right? Life is now in session. And so Jesus refused, and he said, first things first, your business is life, not death. And life is urgent. Announce God's kingdom. Then another said, I'm ready to follow you, master. But first, excuse me, while I get things straightened out at home. Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. Seize the day. One of the first things we got to do if we're ready for our breakthrough is we've got to stop making excuses for it.
Come on now.
We got to stop making excuses for it. We got to stop saying, you know, and I've been guilty of this too. You know, how many times we say, man, I'm going to get organized. I'm going to get so organized and I'm going to just be organized. But first, I got to get the right planner. You know, I got to get the right planner. So then we research all the different kind of daytime planners, you know, and all the while we're doing nothing.
Come on, a whole lot of it.
You know, or we say, man, this is a year I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get in shape this year. And then we're like, oh, but first, I need all the right workout clothes. I got to have all the right workout clothes, and I got to have the right shoes. I got to have all the right, and all the while, we're doing nothing. You know, or it's like, you know, oh, I'm going to get serious with God tomorrow because, you know, or we say, man, the Lord's stirring in our hearts to step out and to serve. You know why? Because saints serve.
Go ahead. Watch out, huh? Go ahead.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to serve the kingdom of God. And we say, you know, man, as soon as this happens, then I'll serve. Then I'll get involved. And Jesus is saying, no procrastination. Life is urgent. Life is now. We got to quit putting off today, putting off until tomorrow, what needs to be done today.
Yes.
Amen? It needs to be done today. We need to get serious with our relationship with God today. Amen? Or, you know, a lot of times we're like, oh, well, when my spouse changes. That's such a good one. When my spouse changes, or when my spouse comes to church, when my spouse starts reading the Bible, then I'll do it. Hey, you know what? You're waiting for somebody else to live your life? Come on now. Jesus was saying, somebody said, I got to take care of my dad's funeral. And Jesus was like, you know, what's important is what's living. Somebody said, I got to take care of stuff at home, get things straightened out. And Jesus said, stop procrastinating. I tell you, those are two extremes on reasons not to follow Jesus. And Jesus took care of both of them. So if you got anything in between, Jesus said, that's not going to fly today. It's not going to fly today. Jesus said, let's get busy living the life that God has for us. We can't put off our breakthrough. Breakthroughs are sudden. Breakthrough is a sudden surge of motion. We learned that last week. Yeah. A sudden surge of motion that advances us forward. But if we're still stuck in yesterday, or we're like, oh, you know, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that this day. You know, we're doing a devotional together. And, you know, my question to you, why aren't you doing it?
Hallelujah. Come on.
You know, we're all like, man, this is my breakthrough year. Listen, breakthrough doesn't happen on the couch.
No.
On the spiritual couch. It does not happen there. It does not happen there. We want to have change, and I say this all the time, and it's so simple, but, you know, God makes things simple. If we want change, we've got to change. If you want a different year, then your daily needs to look different. It needs to look different. My heart is for you. You say, oh, you're being kind of harsh. I'm preaching the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, my heart is for you. I will stand before Jesus one day. I will stand, and the Bible says that because I'm a shepherd, I will be held to a higher level of accountability. Man, I take that seriously. I take that serious. I don't want to stand before Jesus and him be like, you know, your sheep, they were all right. They didn't really do much. They didn't get off the couch. They dealt with a lot of stuff. You could have helped them more. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. And so sometimes we need to be reminded that Jesus himself said, seize the day. It's not about what I'm going to do. It's about what I'm doing.
Yes.
I've told a story. I used to work with this guy at Publix when I first became a manager. And I was really young. I was one of the only female managers, which was, I believe God was just preparing me for where I am now. Because many places I go, I'm the only female there too, but I'm kind of used to it now. And but I used to work with all these men I was the only girl on an all-male stock crew. That was a trip. But anyway, God helped me. You know, sometimes where we're at feels uncomfortable, but just remember, God's preparing you for where you're going.
That's right.
Amen. I look back and I think, man, I was in such a time of preparation and didn't even know it. But I'm thankful. And so anyway, I used to work with this guy, and he was probably twice my age. And we would get tasks and assignments we had to do, and he's like, oh, I was going to do that. The boss would come around, and he'd be like, why isn't this done? And, you know, and he'd be like, well, I was going to do that. And one day, man, I just had it up to here, because everything he was going to do, I ended up having to do, you know? And so one day, I just said to him, I said, you know what you are? You're a going to do. You're always going to do it. You're always going to do it. Man, I don't want to get to heaven and Jesus be like, you were a really good going to do. You were a really good going to do. You were always going to get serious. You were always going to serve me. You were always going to read the Bible. You were really good at gunnas. Man, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, well done. And in order to hear well done, you got to move from gonna to doing.
Yes.
Amen? You got to move. I don't want to hear, you're really good at gonna. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, well done.
Yes.
And you got to do something. Yes. And so we're going to talk today just about some stuff that's going to help us break through. Amen? Turn over to Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to look at verses 18 and 19. One of the things that we've got to do to break through, say that word with me, say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I tell you what, I believe, you know, this is for me too. I'm preaching to myself. I'm going to break through this year. There's some things that God's had on my heart to do for years that I haven't done. And I haven't done because of, I'll just be transparent, real with you. I haven't done because of insecurity. I haven't done from laziness. I haven't done from other things. Those are two pretty big ones. You know, I haven't done them just because I haven't done them. I was always going to do them. I don't want that anymore. Amen. So if this message isn't for you, come along for the ride as I preach to myself. All right? But one of the things we got to do to break through some things is we've got to let go of old history. You got to let go of it. You got to let history be history. One of the things we did on our staff retreat that we went on earlier this year is that we took time, and I had, you know, someone that I read after, his name is Dan Raylan, he had written this article about 10 questions to ask yourself in reflection that will help you prepare for 2019. And so we each took the paper and we're at this big place, we went all over and we wrote some things down, but we reflected on some things, and there are some things in our past we need to leave there. You don't need to carry that anymore. It's history. And the Bible says here in Isaiah, it says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. This is God talking. He said, see, I am doing a new thing.
Yes.
Man, let God do something new. But if we're constantly rehashing, oh, they hurt me. They hurt me. Oh, I've been through this. I've been through this. This happened and this happened. The more we keep repeating that, the bigger space in our life we give it. And there are just things, man, you know, some are like, oh, but, you know, it just hurts. It hurts. One of the ways to move past hurt is to move past hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that's deep. Woo!
Yeah,
we gotta move through it.
Yeah.
And he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. He says, now it springs up.
Yes.
Do you not perceive it? Or we could say, God is saying, do you not see it? He says, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I love this verse. It's not just for New Year's, it's for all the time. God's making a way, but it's gonna look different than the past. He said it's a new thing. And we keep trying to do things the same way we've always done things, expecting a different result. And God is saying, forget the past. Quit dwelling on how that happened before. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Yeah. Do you not see it? Let's start looking. Man, if you've always borrowed money, let's let this year be the year that God does it a different way.
Come on.
Amen. Not that God was in that way, but you know what I mean. If you've always handled your finances a certain way, man, let this year be the way that you do it a different way. Let God show you a new thing. It's a new thing. You know, in marriage, in relationships, you know, I've been married a long time. And sometimes in marriage, it's the same thing that annoys you every year. Every year, it's the same thing that's like, you know? Let God show it to you in a different way. Let God do a new thing. Take your focus off of what is in the past. Let it be history. Leave it there. And you know what? That goes for successes as well. It goes for success as well. Sometimes we're so caught up in the success we had, we don't have any today. You talk about people that we've led to the Lord. Oh, back in 1980, whatever, I was this, this, and this. Man, that's the past. What are we doing today? The Lord said that to me one time. I was thinking I was all that because of something that, you know, the Lord had used me. And I was like, man, you know, that's so good. I was so excited about it and just kind of dwelling on it a little bit. Not in a bad way. I was excited about what God was doing. And then something happened and I was like, oh, but, you know, Lord, don't you remember that? That was really good. You know, don't you remember what I did? I was obedient. I stepped out. And the Lord said, that's old manna. There was a reason why manna just was gone every day. Because every day is a new day. You know, okay, you were a big star in high school. What are you doing now? Amen. What are we doing now? You know, my brother said this. We were talking about somebody. I'm not going to tell you who. We were talking about somebody, and he said it to their face, so he wasn't like, you know, back talking behind their back. He said to them, you know, the longer I've known you, the tougher you were. Do you get that? The longer I've known you, the tougher you were. Because sometimes we can build up stories, you know, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. But I don't want to live on past stories. I want to let go of the past. I want to live on stories today. Amen. Amen. What's going on today? It's great to use those to encourage us and remind us how good God has been. But God wants to know, what are we doing now? And so we got to let the history be history. Let's let history be history. Somebody hurts you, now's a good time to get over it. Amen? Let's move on from old history. Let's break through that because it's like a chain that's on your foot, not letting you break through. We got to move past it. You know, give your spouse a fresh start. Amen? Give your spouse a break. Sometimes we're so harsh on the people we love the most. Man, give them a break. Give them a break. Be merciful. Be merciful. Give them a fresh start. Just make a decision in your mind. I'm gonna give them a fresh start. I'm not gonna bring up socks on the floor. I'm not gonna bring up the past. I'm gonna start today fresh, and I'm gonna remember why I love you in the first place. Amen. There's power in that. Let's let history be history. Second thing we want to do, and this is a good one, we want to break through some old habits. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 6. Now, we're in 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I'll tell you, you want to break some habits? Fasting is one of the best ways to do it. Yes. Your fast will have nothing to do with your habit, but you fast and you are diligent. And fasting doesn't change God. Fasting changes me. It changes me. And so we're in that. I encourage you. You say, oh, I missed it. I got to wait till next year. That's a lie from the pit. Start today. Start today, amen? But Isaiah 58, 6 says this, is not this kind of fasting I have chosen, listen to this, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Man, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's power in fasting. I'm going to read something to you that's out of our devotional that we're doing, and you're welcome to